This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. Not too long ago, Lindy Miller followed her husband when the Coast Guard transferred him to Juno, but that did not stop her from pursuing her passions. Under the name of Lindy Miller, her maiden name, she writes romance novels, and under her married name of Lindy Ryan, she writes horror stories. But Lindy's wearing the romance novel hat today. Her book, Aloha with Love, came out in paperback this summer. Aloha, Lindy. Welcome to the show.
Aloha. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And you're here to talk about your books and also now your movies. But let's just start off with your story. How did you become an author?
Quite by accident, I think. I mean, I've always been the kind of girl to jot down stories and poems and notes and that kind of thing, and a huge reader. But when I was, I'm a professor by trade, so I do a lot of writing in academia with, articles, publications, textbooks, that kind of good thing. And at some point along the way, I thought, well, it'd be really great to write something for fun and not for research. So I wrote my debut novel, and then it just kind of snowballed from there. So a little bit of an accident, but a happy one for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I wanted to ask, well, I have a lot of questions for you, actually, but I wanted to ask what draws you to writing for a particular genre like romance?
Well, it's kind of funny. I am a horror person. I mean, horror is my first love. Most of my writing is in the spookier space. I also do a lot of historical stuff. I think that's the researcher in me coming out. But I think everyone needs a little bit of romance in their lives, a little bit of hope, a little bit of bright spots. Occasionally I like to put on that other hat and write something a little bit sweeter. And I also, I'm one of those people that watches every single possible holiday romance during the colder months. So it just has a way of getting under your skin and suddenly it's on the page.
Now, do you tend to focus on one genre at a time, or do you go back and forth between books, or can you be working on several things simultaneously, like horror and romance?
Yeah, I tended to work on one of each at the same time. I call it the one light side, the one dark side, depending on my mood and the weather, but I usually like to work on one of each at the same time. I can't really do a nonfiction or a historical project because they take a lot of brain power in terms of research and that sort of thing while you're working. But if I'm writing, more genre fiction, I definitely am working on one horror, one romance pretty regularly.
When you have a story in your mind, the start of a book, do you already know if it's going to be a horror or a romance? Because if you ask me, there's some overlap there.
Yeah, there definitely is, right? I mean, both genres really kind of think about these concepts of hope and overcoming. And sometimes romances turn into a little bit of horror stories along the way, maybe vice versa. Usually I have a pretty good idea where it's going to go. But there's been times when I've kind of just had this character and I don't really know what their story is going to be until they start telling it. So, it's a little bit of both and neither. I guess it really depends on the story, and the character, what they want to tell.
Well, one of your latest books, Aloha with Love, is actually set to become a film. So that's pretty exciting. And I want to talk more about that. But first, I was just wondering if you can give us a little teaser. What is Aloha with Love about?
So Aloha with Love, as you might guess, is set in Hawaii. It is a story about a young architect who has moved away from her island hometown to the big city to chase her dreams of becoming an architect. But after a loss of a big promotion at work and the end of a long-term relationship, she gets word that her beloved aunt has passed away, and she travels home to Maui to, for family, where she discovers that her aunt has bestowed upon her and her sister this old, dilapidated Victorian home. Aunt May doesn't care what they do with the house, sell it, keep it, live in it, whatever. But before you can do anything, you have to renovate it. So Jenna needs to stay on the island for a little while and take care of that property before she can leave. And it's a little bit of a second chance story, both for Jenna, both for her sister, and for that house too. So.
And the romantic relationship comes in. I don't know if you said this, but I think I read it that the lead character had a breakup right before she had to travel to Hawaii, or right before she learned about her aunt's death and had to travel to Hawaii. So where does it go from there?
Yeah, her aunt has not only stipulated in her will that Jenna has to renovate the house, but she's also named the contractor that she'd like Jenna to work with in the form of Ben Fletcher. So thanks, Aunt May, for the matchmaking, you know. But Jenna does work with Ben, who's, you know, an island boy. And there's definitely some headbutting moments and paint spilling moments and, that the two share. But the romance blossoms from there. And I think it's, you know, it comes from a really good place. It's not, you know, the girl who was just dumped running into the arms of, you know, the super handsome contractor. It's a girl who's ready to change her life and take her second chance and finds love along the way.
Maybe it's just me, but I think the sexiest part of that is that the contractor was already chosen and the lead character doesn't have to go through that, you know, painful process.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we built our home here in Juneau, and that is a pretty sexy part of the book, not to have to deal with picking the builders.
Well, some more good news is that Aloha with Love is set to become a film. So that's really exciting. Tell me a little bit about how that came to be and where are you at in that process?
So Aloha with Love, the film is finished. Should be on the air soon. It is starring Tiffany Smith, who viewers might recognize. She also played Meghan Markle in the Harry and Meghan movie. And she's the voice of Andra on the new Netflix show of the new Masters of the Universe Revelation, the new He-Man show, you know? Yeah. She's one of the voices there. And the other lead is played by Trevor Donovan, who is, you know, one of the top leading men in the Hallmark Channel right now. And he's also in the upcoming Reagan biopic produced by Sean McNamara. So two really incredible people playing my characters, which is absolutely phenomenal. So the movie is finished. We wrapped earlier this year, filmed on site in Maui, and should be out soon.
Is this the first time one of your books has been turned into a movie?
This is the first time. And, you know, the experience has been absolutely incredible. I love the team, the producers, the cast, the whole process has been really amazing. The producers of Aloha with Now and Oren Kamara have actually optioned another one of my projects. So I'm looking forward to working with them again.
How did that feel when you heard that someone wanted to turn one of your books into a movie?
I write for a living, and I don't know that I have the right words for that feeling. It's like, you know, it's uniquely incredible and also completely terrifying at the same time. Like, because you've built this whole world, these characters, everything in your head, and, you know, watching them come to life is, you know, unlike any other experience, but it's also a little hair-raising. You know, there's a lot of ideas and a lot of creativity and a lot of changes that happen, and you have to be kind of ready to take on those changes. So
were you pretty
overall amazing?
Yeah, I can imagine so. And I was just curious about how involved you were in the process of, I don't know, writing the script. Were you consulted at all? Or was it just sort of like, here's my baby, do with it what you will?
A little bit of both, especially for Aloha with Love. I mean, on the book, I have a co-writer, Terrence Brody, who actually wrote the original screenplay for the film as well. So we worked from the beginning very closely on making sure that the changes from the book to the screenplay would be minimal. That doesn't mean that they're not there, that of course they happen. But it was really great to go in with that partnership already, you know, kind of locked and loaded. That way we, you know, really developed this vision that was going to stay, you know, consistent through both forms of media. And I am not a screenwriter, and it's a very different skill set writing a novel and writing a screenplay, very different mediums. So I learned a lot along the way about how to write screenplays, which is also a lot of fun. And then our whole entire production and directorial team has been amazing, working with the both of us and keeping us involved and valuing our notes and feedback. So I'm very, very grateful for that.
I'm guessing that at least part of the film was shot on location. And did you get to go check out Hawaii at any point in the process of making the movie?
You know, it was shot on location, a real house right there in Maui. I was not able to go, unfortunately, because of COVID and travel restrictions. Yeah. But it was shot, and I'm definitely going to the next one, though. So I'm looking forward to it. I got to keep in touch with the producers and the cast during the course of filming. So they were regularly texting, pictures and, those little kind of behind the scenes moments, but nothing I think would beat the experience of being on set in person with them. So I'm looking forward to the next time.
Well, speaking of the next time, you're based here in Juneau, which is also a vacation destination like Hawaii. And I know that this setting features into some of your upcoming stories and possibly even on-screen work. So would you like to say more about that?
Yeah, I can. This is the first time I've really gotten to talk about it. So I'm really excited. I think, writing that sense of location and place in my stories is really, really important. And at some point, someone said to me, well, you live in Alaska now. Why don't you do something set in Alaska? That's such an incredible place to be. And I thought, you always forget about your hometown as being, a place other people might want to go. So I am currently just started working on a new project that is a seasonal romance set here in Juneau. And it's actually in collaboration with Tiffany Smith, who is the lead actress from Aloha with Love. So she and I are writing a new project together that's based in the holiday season here in Juneau. So I'm looking forward to the next couple of months of what I consider research, right, as we set into the holidays this year.
Oh, that's, well, I would definitely watch that. That sounds awesome.
I would definitely watch it. So I'm very excited to write it.
So I'm just kind of curious, who do you like to read? Or, you mentioned kind of your taste in movies. What have you read or watched lately that's either influenced you or that you've appreciated that you thought was really good?
Oh my gosh. Well, one of my deepest, darkest secrets is, even though I write romance and write romance films at this point, I don't read any of it. I'm like I said, a horror person through and through. So everything I watch and read tends to be more in that vein. So, I grew up on stuff like Goosebumps and Are You Afraid of the Dark? So I think that definitely influenced my taste. There's an incredible amount of work coming out of the literary community right now in all genres. I think some of my most recent favorites have been, some of Grady Hendrix's new work. The Final Girl Support Club was amazing. So I guess I'll give a shout out to Grady and them. I read a lot of everything, honestly. So it's, I think I read 5 books last week on vacation. So no shortage of my Kindle gets a lot of love, that's for sure.
And what about shows that you watch, since now you are sort of a part of that scene and that industry?
I watch a lot of shows too. My son is 14 and he's a notorious chicken. So he doesn't like to watch a lot of the scarier stuff. And I'm still kind of inching him into it we're on like Walking Dead season 6. Still trying to get him caught up. But last week we saw Free Guy, the new Ryan Reynolds movie. And I thought it was absolutely amazing. Watching a lot of indie horror films this time of year. Of course, we're getting close to my favorite day of the year, Halloween. So definitely queuing up a lot of the spooky stuff. And then, as soon as Halloween passes, I'll be turning on the Hallmark Channel for the rest of the year and baking cookies. And, the new season of Great British Bake Off drops, I think, in the U.S. on the 24th. So I am there for that for sure. I haven't been watching that much lately. I've been under a lot of writing deadlines for upcoming projects for next year. But I'm definitely looking forward to binging on TV, especially as we get back into the rainy season here in Alaska.
Definitely. That can be your reward for meeting your other deadlines.
Or, at least making them at some point. Late sometimes, better than never. But yeah, absolutely.
Is there anything else that's coming up next for you that you want to talk about, share with our audiences?
Yeah. For those who might, not be into the sweet seasonal romances and like to lean on the spookier side, I've got a couple of books coming out next year. One is kind of a Southern Gothic werewolf project that's coming out in May. And then I also have my first animated short film dropping next Halloween as well, which features the voice talent of UK-based horror artist, Mr. Sam Sheeran. So that's, a little bit of Tim Burton inspiration going in behind that, into that project. So I'm really excited about that as well. But I did a lot of romance work this year. The Magic Ingredient, my first romance book, which is also set in fall, was optioned for film, as I said, by the producers of Aloha with Love. So I think we're going to be working on that one a little bit more next year as well. So keep an eye on those things.
Just reintroducing you here, Lindy Miller, based in Juneau. She's an author with some romance books that are coming out on film and a lot of other new projects, as you just heard. Lindy, where can we find out more about you or find your books?
Anywhere books are sold. So all my books are available in print and ebook at all online retailers, local bookstores, anywhere you like to buy books or borrow books at your local library. They're there as well.
Well, it's been super fun talking with you today. I know you work hard, but I think your job must be pretty fun, too. I'm sure it's a blast to, you know, to mingle with all those stars and big names and to see all of your work go up on the screen. And hopefully we'll be able to watch some of it very soon. I look forward to it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I do, too. I haven't seen the final cut of Aloha, so I think I will be just as excited as anyone else.
Oh, I can just imagine the watch party. I bet that's going to be great.
Yeah, you know, just me, my son, and the bears here in Juneau.
Well, I hope you can get some pineapple and I don't know, maybe a fun beverage as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Lindy Miller, thanks so much for speaking with me today. Best of luck going forward. I look forward to speaking with you again, and I look forward to seeing what else you do.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Have a great afternoon.